And we're back on the KYBN Morning Show, talking now in studio with Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas joining us. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
And how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
It's a summer day.
Nice, sticky summer day, yes.
let's talk about, we want to talk about a number of different things today, but I want to start off with tomorrow you are going to have some enhanced enforcement for speeders on Highway 3. Tell us about that.
So we have an extra project going on. So it's Highway 3 from the start. So in the city of Faribault is where it starts. And it continues all the way up and through Dakota County. So we will have extra enforcement for the Sheriff's Office, city of Faribault, Northfield, State Patrol, Dakota County, Rosemont, Farmington, all those. So if you're on Highway 3... keep her at the speed limit.
Yeah, okay, that's easy. I should say easy enough.
I would say any road you should keep her at the speed limit, but yeah, especially on Highway 3.
Yeah, we talked a couple of years ago, we've talked with you in the past and also Sheriff Dunn prior to you, about it's like what went on all of a sudden, the lockdown when COVID came, the pandemic, the lockdown, and everybody started speeding. It seems like at crazy speeds. Are you still seeing some of the crazy speeds that we saw a couple of years ago?
So we just did an extra enforcement on Highway 19 on July 1st. My staff didn't have any super high speeds. I know mm-hmm. Northfield had a few that were that like 20 over. So like 76, okay. 80, some in the 60 zone. But we did have one last week that was in like about a 114, 115.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, that guy was in the dust by the time we were able to get turned around. So never caught that person.
Wow. let's talk about the disappearance of L. Reagan. That, of course, the Northfield Police Department, it's their case. They're leading that.
Correct.
But in Rice County has, the Sheriff's Office has provided some assistance and played a role in the search for her. Let's talk about that a little bit.
So on the day of the event, my staff were over there, and then we called in one of our drone pilots early for a shift to assist in searching. The drones have created a unique dynamic when it comes to search and rescue, where we can cover a whole cornfield, you know, in a matter of a fraction of the time it would take for a person to try and walk it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just looking for, like, the corn knockdown or whatever, something that looks out of place. And then we also have the, like, the FLIR on our big one, so we can pick up heat senses. The problem when it's super hot like that, everything is hot. So
mm-hmm.
We did that, and then I had a couple of our investigators assisted with some other calls that came into Northfield, because when you have a missing six-year-old, that's your primary focus, but the phone doesn't quit ringing, right? People still have calls that need to be taken care of, so we assisted with that.
Let's talk about that drone technology. It's relatively new. You've probably had it for a few years now, but it seems like the uses for that, you know, the attachments, the add-ons that you can get have really advanced as far as technology go, the technology behind that. Now, your officers, are they specially trained? Do you have a special, like a drone pilot? Do you have to go to school for that? Who operates those?
You actually have to attend a special class. I think it's a license is like, I'm probably going to get this wrong, but it's like your 107B license to be, and then that's so you can fly over people. Mm-hmm. And so we have, the task force has two, the sheriff's office has one, and then I have in the budget next year to purchase a second one. So the first one that we bought, which is a rather large unit, was about $48,000, $50,000. When we bought that with a grant for the task force, that's got some really unique lenses on the camera, so we can zoom in if we need to, and
mm-hmm.
Has a FLIR on it for looking for heat sources. So that's a very, and it also has a tether, so we can put that one up, and it can stay up as long as we need it. We don't have to bring it down and change batteries, so we can run it at an event and just put it up 200 feet up and monitor everybody we want.
Wow, that I would imagine the uses probably go beyond what most people think. Do you use those a lot for different in different scenarios? I mean, the first thing you think of is would be like a missing person.
Yep.
But I would imagine the uses go beyond that. What else have you used those for?
So, every month the pilots are supposed to do a training. So we've actually used like a training exercise. One of our training exercises was to fly the new property the county bought where the public safety center is going. So we flew that in the fall when the leaves are off, so you can actually see everything that how it looks before construction is going to start. And so we can go back once construction starts and say, this is what it looked like before, here's what we changed, stuff like that. So it's just things that you can, and we actually flew it'd be the ditches in Rice County. We flew a waterway to show the erosion that's been taking place. So instead of having people walk through a wet, muddy field, we just flew that and we recorded the video footage and then gave that to them.
Mm. Interesting. Well, yeah. That really does have a lot of uses. I'm sure it comes in handy. You'd mentioned crowds of people and such. You'll be seeing crowds of people later on this month as the Rice County Fair gets into to gear. Is it next week or the week after?
July 20th through the 24th.
Yeah, week
yes.
after. Yeah. You'll have a presence at the fair. Will you be bringing the drone and looking down at people?
Last year we had it out. I don't know that we used it much. The issue we had last year, we had a few fights in the midway, and so we actually, it's kind of sad, but we had to park a squad car in the midway and to try and keep the crowds and the fighting to a minimum. So we've been working on meeting with leadership groups in Faribault and trying to come up with a plan to try and deter or prevent that from happening, I guess, so. We will be in full force, I'll put it that way.
All right. Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas is with us right now. Let's talk about the new Rice County Jail, the Safety Center. It seems like it's a slow process, but it is such a huge project and such an important project that it's not something you can rush along. Where are we at now? The ground has not been broken as of yet, has
correct.
It?
Last I heard, they're projecting groundbreaking sometime, that August, September time.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the design itself, I know the architects have been working on that, and they've been working in conjunction with you and some of the other law enforcement and justice leaders in Rice County to make sure they have the design right. Have you been actively participating with that?
So I've done a little bit. It's been, for the last month, it's been a little slow on my side of stuff, but our transition team, so I have our jail assistant jail administrator, a jail sergeant, and a correctional officer on our transition team for the jail, and so they're going through every little thing you can think of. So every time you walk through a door, what does that look like? How does that change from where we're at now? All of our policies are probably going to change. Our procedures are all going to change for sure because it's a completely different layout. So any little thing you can think of, that's what they're working on right now. So they meet every day. And they're constantly going through stuff and changing it and reaching out to vendors and different correctional, different jails without the state, trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work, and then making that unique to our new structure. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, have there, I guess you might pay a little more attention to this than I do, but are there some newer county jails around the state of Minnesota? Are there some innovative things going on? Have you checked? I'm sure somebody's looked into that.
So the ones that we've toured, like Chisago Counties is fairly new. Leesburg Counties is probably the newest in our area.
Mm-hmm.
So we've looked at theirs. Some of the things that some of the obstacles they had to get through while they were building, we looked at that to try and eliminate that happening in our project.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've, and our transitions team has toured a lot of different facilities and spoke with a lot of jail administrators throughout the state. So,
all right. I'm sure there will be some type of groundbreaking ceremonies at the end of the summer.
Yeah, I would think it's coming sometime this year.
Yeah. All right. Sheriff, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. Wish you the best this month. Have a fun summer, I guess,
yeah.
On a personal level and a business level as well. I don't know if that's going to be fun or not, but... anyway, have a good month.
All right. You too, Jeff. Thank you.
Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas.